Here is your KLAM News for this Saturday morning. A winter storm dropping several inches of snow and sleet, also bringing in high winds, led to cancellations of classes, activities, and services across the entire state of Iowa on Friday. About half of the flights from the Des Moines International Airport where more than 4 inches of snow had fallen by midday Friday were canceled or delayed. More cancellations were likely as the National Weather Services issued winter weather and storm advisories for most of the state. The northwestern corner of Iowa, including Sioux City, Storm Lake, and here in Lamar's, is under a blizzard warning through Saturday. Preparations are being made for the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce Banquet and Awards Program, scheduled for next Thursday, January 23rd. The annual event will be held in the upper level of the Lamar's Convention Center. Neil Adler is the executive director with the Lamar's Chamber. He says that this year's program will feature a keynote speaker.
Julie Burney is going to be our speaker this year, and she's a motivational speaker and a humorist, award-winning author and educator. So we're really looking forward to it. We've heard great things about Julie, and we think that she's going to be a good fit for the evening.
Adler wants to thank those businesses that have helped make it possible for the speaker's appearance.
We want to certainly acknowledge the sponsors for Julie Burney this year, and they include Prime Bank, Northwest Bank, NORAM, Wells Enterprises, American Bank, and Iowa State Bank. So we want to thank them and know that everyone's going to appreciate what they brought to Lamar's with Julie Burney this year.
The Chamber Banquet and Awards Program is when the community recognizes its Citizen of the Year as well as the Business of the Year. Adler says that there were a number of nominations submitted for both categories. In addition to naming of the Citizen of the Year and the Business of the Year, the event also will acknowledge and recognize those individuals that were given the Employee of the Month and Boss of the Quarter honors during 2019. Tickets are selling for $50. Hy-Vee will be catering the evening meal, which Adler says will consist of roast beef, mashed potatoes, corn, and a variety of pies. Social hour begins at 5:30 p.m. with the program and dinner to start at 6:30 p.m. Reservations can be made by contacting the Chamber of Commerce office at 546-8821. More than 100 piglets had died when a semi-trailer carrying about 1,700 of the animals overturned on a freeway just north of Des Moines. Tom Colvin, the chief executive officer of the Animal Rescue League of Iowa, says that about 100 piglets were found dead at the crash site. Crews had to euthanize another 17 that were injured. Colvin told the Des Moines Register that they were suffering. The crash happened Thursday afternoon when a livestock trailer overturned on a ramp to Interstate 35. The surviving animals were loaded onto other trucks and driven to a livestock operation. The Iowa State Legislature returned to work this week, and Republican State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery of Lamar's, who represents the 5th District, says for the most part the week consisted of ceremonial activities. Governor Kim Reynolds addressed the lawmakers on Tuesday. Acting Chief Wiggins of the Iowa Supreme Court spoke to the legislators on Wednesday, and then the state legislature were given an update on Thursday about the readiness of the state's National Guard. Jennery says that he was impressed with the governor's condition of the state address, but he wonders if the state has the money to implement all of her items on her wish list.
Well, I think she had a lot of good programs. I think some of them are very ambitious. One of the things that she wants to do is to make the mental health, some counties have a tax on that or an assessment on that, and it can go anywhere from 12.5 cents to 47 cents, and she wants to make it 12.5. So that's a little bit ambitious. We'll see how that works out. Another thing she wants to do is pass the I Will, which would raise the sales tax a penny. 3/8 of that penny would go to water quality and the DNR. And in that issue, there are a lot of moving parts that have to, I think, come into to line up, in other words, for that to pass.
Jennery says that Acting Chief David Wiggins of the Supreme Court gave the speech that the late Supreme Court Justice Mark Cady was preparing to deliver.
He was saying that they want to try to make the Iowa Supreme Court one of the best in the nation, which is, you know, an admirable goal. The thing that is important to remember is that when he retires, and then there's another judge, Apple, who is going to reach mandatory retirement, and so Governor Reynolds has a chance to appoint five justices to the Supreme Court, and that would be a very good thing as far as I'm concerned, because they would be more of a conservative nature. And but I thought he gave a nice speech. He didn't have anything very controversial to say, and as we know, we passed last year that the governor gets one more pick of choice, rather, to appoint to the Supreme Court, and that's being challenged in the State Court of Appeals, and that will have an answer to that fairly soon here, so within the next week to 10 days. So that will affect what happens. But he pretty much praised Judge Cady for his service, and I thought it was a very nice speech.
And Major General Ben Correll, the Adjutant General, delivered the Condition of the Guard address on Thursday to the joint session. That is a look at your news on this Saturday morning.